For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett. It's up.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another live edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. With me is Ben Garrett in that studio.
That little house up top, Riverland Roofing, for all your roofing needs. It's riverlandroofing.com, 662-644-4297. They power everything we do here at Talk of Champions. So much of what we do at the Ole Miss Spirit, as does My Perfect Franchise, Status Jet. And what a day to be going live. We were supposed to go live this morning. Life happens. We kind of get off track. The plan for Billy and I is to pretty much go live every morning at 9 a.m. on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But this morning, life happens. It's whatever. I was eager, though, to jump into this Riverland Roofing studio to meet with you, my friend, because what a day for Ole Miss sports on Wednesday. What an unbelievable day. And, of course, it starts with the win, not even an upset win, in my opinion, even though you and I both were like, this is a tough matchup for Ole Miss. That's what we said on the pod, and it was. But Jamin Brakefield on senior night, a script that even the best script writer could not pin themselves. All 19 of his points in the second half, Ole Miss beats number 5 Tennessee, the first time in history that Ole Miss in a single season has beaten two top 5 opponents. And even if you get past just the marquee wins, there's not really a horrible loss on the resume, except of course they lost by 30 to Auburn at Auburn, but Auburn's like 15-3 in quad one opportunities. Bill, this is an historically good team, and they're all the same age as the Oklahoma City Thunder. But other than that, Ole Miss has been competitive. And if you look at their resume with these two top 5 wins, a neutral site win over BYU, still holding up strong. The win in the non-conference over Louisville, still holding up strong. Ole Miss is a lock for the NCAA tournament. Not only did they reverse their late season off course and get back, you know, on the right side of things, but they're playing their best ball at the right time, which is exactly what they were striving for. And you're seeing the emergence of March heroes like you typically see when the madness arrives, with the Jamin Brakefield, who, quiet as he was in the first half, was the best player on a floor with NBA players in the second half, scoring 19 points, 8 of 9 from the floor. I'm so happy for Jamin in particular. Man, I'm sorry to kind of stump right now to start.
No, go.
I'm so excited for Jamin Brakefield in particular, man, because – I was there every step of the way. I covered him in high school when Ole Miss had the connection with his mother and so many family ties that was going to draw him to Ole Miss. Then Duke comes with a late offer. He goes to Duke, spends a year there, was productive enough in a reserve role, comes to Ole Miss, expected to be that plug and play for Kermit Davis that takes this thing to the next level. And Jamin, you know, it's been a little up and down for him, but really how far he's come to get to where he is now, what a superstar. And I saw someone on Twitter say something to the effect of, you know, Tim Elko or Jamin Brakefield is the Tim Elko of Ole Miss basketball. I don't know if I would go that far, but considering he's been here for 4 years, played the same amount of time as the Keith Carter, whoever is your all-time program greats, right? And Sue Cisse, he's played longer than him. He's played longer than Keith Carter, Mike, or as long as Keith Carter, Mike White, Murphy Holloway, Marshall Henderson. He played longer than him. This is one of the greatest to ever do it. Now, not the same amount of numbers, but when a night like last night happens and you put that against the backdrop of the first NCAA tournament appearances in over 5 years, along with the 10th all-time in school history, considering where they were just a week ago, what an unbelievable game, what an unbelievable individual showcase, and it couldn't happen to a guy who really loves the absolute crap out of Ole Miss. I know he wanted to come to Ole Miss out of high school. Duke offers a Duke offer. Coach K offers you, you go. He's not there anymore, but yet you go. I get it. It was painful for Kermit Davis because, like, he was like, man, that was my guy. Well, the my guy was delayed, and now the my guy is delivering like never before for an NCAA tournament team. So it's just such a great story in Ole Miss sports, period. You know, a lot of the time in these day and age, Bill, you know this better than anybody covering recruiting like you do. The attachment to the player has been lost in a lot of ways, you know? Like, you see them through high school, they come to your school, you watch them develop, they finally break out, and they're your guy, and you remember them forever. Those kind of players are few and far between. Jamin Brakefield is one of those players in that he was the hero of the second top five win for Ole Miss this year, a program first. Was perfect, pitch perfect. And Matthew Morrell doing his part as well, scoring 12 points. No player in Ole Miss basketball history has played more minutes games than Matthew Morrell. What a great capper to the regular season. And I love that. I don't know if you can put the picture up on the screen, but I love the picture of Chris Beard standing there after the game is over. He implored Ole Miss fans not to storm the court. But of course, like, I don't blame Ole Miss fans for this. Now, at the end of the day, we got to stop the court storming because the suits are terrible and they're going to keep charging you so much money when you really need to save every dollar you can for NIL money. I get where the coaches are coming from. Next time, hey, Ole Miss fan, try to avoid storming the court. I get what Chris Beard was trying to do, but I'm so glad Ole Miss fans got that and that Jamin Brakefield got that opportunity to share in the moment with all of those fans on the court, all the players. It was a chaotic, memorable, incredible scene. And you see, there he is, Chris Beard right there at the top, right? He said afterwards that he was looking to just get a good look at the players. But we all know that the Indiana stuff hasn't died. Do I think he's going to Indiana? No. But a very reflective Chris Beard, all those kind of things. All I'm thinking is I feel better about him staying today than I did yesterday, right? And that shows me because look what he's built. This is the culture he's talking about. This is Ole Miss basketball at a level we've never seen it before. Look at that. Look at that. It's incredible to see the program that has always been at Ole Miss, the forgotten program or the program that just can't get over the hump or just a cellar dweller historically, celebrating like that. When Chris Beard talks about culture, when Chris Beard talks about program building, yeah, he could go do it at Indiana, and he hasn't taken his name out of consideration. Like, he could do what Dusty May did. He could do what any of these coaches did. But he did this at Arkansas last offseason. He flirted with them. He ended up staying. I think he's going to end up staying. And if he does end up staying, I think what you're seeing and what Ole Miss has become, this perfect night for Ole Miss basketball, will be a big reason why. Because just like Lane Kiffin has left an indelible footprint on Ole Miss football for the last 6 years and until he is no longer Ole Miss's head coach, which I figure he'll retire here at this point, Chris Beard has done the same in 2 years and fostered an atmosphere that I honestly just prayed as a little kid to see. Because I love Jozon Darby coming up, bro. I played as Jason Smith in the backyard, Bill. I was hooping as Ansu Cisse and Keith and Mike White. But even they didn't have these kind of historic Ole Miss, singular Ole Miss moments. And it was just such an incredible night. An incredible night. And an incredible atmosphere. Hats off to Ole Miss fans who showed up and showed out. And I'm so glad everyone was rewarded, including especially maybe Jamin Brakefield. Just a really, really cool night, Bill. Just a really cool night. And, of course, the baseball walk-off was fun, too, and they won 10 straight games. When I got on here, I was like, man, I don't even know where to start. I just want to go.
Yeah.
And that's what I've done for 6 minutes. But what an exciting night. And I'm so happy for the Ole Miss basketball community specifically because we're the Ole Miss basketball community. Like, I've been ahead of that for a long time. I love Ole Miss basketball, man. It's my thing. And, man, we're like the ugly stepchild of Ole Miss sports. You know what I mean? Like, we're like, oh, hey, I get it. We love Ole Miss basketball too. No. Now you see what it can be. That's what the madness can be. And that is the culture and the atmosphere and all the hard work that Chris Beard put into turning Ole Miss basketball into a program that people thought could really contend for six games in the NCAA tournament, not just playing to get in, playing for seeding. He's done exactly what he said he'd do. What a great job by Chris Beard. Hats off. Amazing night.
And Jamie Brakefield, I mean, a guy that we both go back with for a while, like you said, high school. I remember covering him when he was coming out as well. And, you know, a who's who in terms of who was recruiting him. And then he gets that Duke offer and then ends up coming back and going where he ended up probably wanting to, at least, you know, from the get-go. But just before we jumped on the pod, the man gets it done off the court as well, gets the SEC Community Service Team Honor for Ole Miss. So the third consecutive season he's gotten that. And that was just announced before we got on the podcast. Here's some of the highlights from the press release. So want to, you know, recognize him for the on-court, but also the off-court. Works with the Ashley Home Store Hope to Dream event. Provides 50 bed sets to children in counties across Mississippi. He's also increased support and literacy through the state of Mississippi with Reading with the Rebels, an annual event where student-athletes visit and read to local elementary schools. He's also worked with the Willie Price Lab School for their Spirit Day, playing games, spending time around students. He's worked with CASA of North Mississippi for their Superhero 5K run to raise money to fund events and initiatives that take place throughout the year. Works with Adopt a Child, where he helped providing gifts during Christmas for six foster children, and the team also helps work with that as well. He does Feed the Sip as well. I mean, he's the guy that you want, you know, it's cliche, you'd want your daughter to marry, right? Like that's the type of person he is. He's been that mature, you know, since high school. I mean, that was what you were getting with Jamie Brakefield. And man, I will say the inbound play as well that I think Sean Padula got in, where he kind of like worked it around the Tennessee player on the inbound and did that kind of like maybe like a bowling spin where he played it way out and it spun back. That was a critical moment in that game to really even tee up, you know, the putback for Brakefield to win it. And
it's a good shot.
Yeah, it's a good shot. You know, I mean, that's how it goes. And I think the atmosphere also really came across well on TV. You know, we've got a question in the chat from Nick Blakely, who's listening and wanted some recruit reaction. And one of the guys that I talked with after the game, he wasn't there. He's playing for a state championship on Saturday. But Tylus Jordan, the Ole Miss signee, top 30 overall prospect in the country, told me, I mean, this is just another sign that the future is so bright. And Tylus Jordan is somebody who I think could come in right away and impact this team. You know, he's built on defending. He's built on being nasty on the defensive end. And, you know, when you look at losing a guy like Brakefield, I mean, Tylus Jordan could step right into that role and, you know, really continue the defensive mindset of this program and building that culture. And, you know, I tweeted out, you know, they said it on the broadcast, first time in program history, get two top five wins in a season. And you quote tweet it and you just go culture. Well, Tylus Jordan is a culture guy. He's completely bought in. He's playing for a state championship on Saturday. So a winner there already that is coming into this Ole Miss program. But the wins over Alabama and Tennessee not only help you, you know, just continue to build your program, and getting to the NCAA tournament is a huge step as well. But those type of wins over top five teams legitimize your program so much more in the eyes of recruits. And it's only going to help them on the trail as they get out there after the season and they get to live eval period and they get to those opportunities to really start working on that class of 2026 that, you know, when you look at what they've done, they didn't have any recruits there on Wednesday night. So kind of unfortunate in that sense, but
you know, it was 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night, man.
Yeah. I mean, what kids are, you know, being, you know, really able to get out and come in town for that. And basketball is such a, you know, national recruiting, you know, thing for the most part, but you look at some of the prospects that they're after in the 2026 class, these are the type of wins that can impact a guy like Caleb Holt, a five-star from the state of Georgia, who they're after is a consensus five-star. You look at some of the other guys they're after. These are the type of wins that change your program's trajectory from a recruiting perspective. And that's what's also really exciting, just looking ahead for them.
It adds legitimacy. It validates what Chris Beard and them have been selling. It sounds really good to talk about culture, and it sounds really good to talk about program building, but you have to see a return on the investment. And I'm speaking specifically of recruits. I think Ole Miss fans have done a tremendous job of supporting. I think Chris Beard has done a tremendous job of roster building, considering the constraints that typically handcuff Ole Miss in its pursuits of recruiting. The NIL has been great for basketball. Jamin Brakefield and Matthew Morrell, the fact that they're still here is a testament to the infrastructure that is in place specifically for basketball. There's so much to like about what this win means. And I think the recruiting piece is a great place to go, because if you look at last year, you have to be in the fight. You have to be in the March Madness fight. You have to be in the conversations. And yes, Ole Miss signed John Bowl, the third McDonald's All-American added by Ole Miss in program history. But John, as a developmental guy, hasn't really gotten on the floor much. They still love his potential and what he's going to be. But that physicality around the rim, that's the area where they couldn't really address it. They went after it. They tried to get big guys. These kind of wins, this kind of productivity, this kind of show of force of what your program can be and is, allows you even more into those conversations. Tyless Jordan's wanted by everybody. And if he can come in and add that defensive versatility or that defensive presence around the rim in some way that Ole Miss just hasn't had this year, that's their biggest detriment. That's how you see it grow even more. This is what this kind of culture shift in winning games like this has allowed for you to do, is to say, yes, Ole Miss is in a place now where they're not only in the fight, but they're deep off in the fight. Ole Miss believes not that, oh, thank goodness they made the NCAA tournament. That's what Ole Miss fans feel. They're thinking, we're going to make a run. You heard Malik Dia earlier this year talk about, we think we can make the Final Four. I think that's a little rich. But 2019 Texas Tech wasn't expected to be a Final Four team. And they just really did well. They did well what they do well. And I think Ole Miss has leaned into that. Defensively, they're not as strong as they had been, but yesterday was closer to what they were. And you're seeing a Jamin Brakefield, or you know Ole Miss is doing well or operating at peak when they got five guys in double-digit scoring. When there are no turnovers, like they're not turning the ball over. And Tennessee's a hard team to not turn the ball over against. And guys embracing their roles and who they are. Jamin Brakefield has been coming off the bench this year, his final year at Ole Miss, and it's his best year of his career. So much about the wins and the vibes that it brings to your program writ large, especially in recruiting, no doubt about it. What an unbelievable game. What an unbelievable opportunity Ole Miss has in front of it for March Madness. Because can you imagine, Bill, what Chris Beard could do if he's recruiting off of an Elite Eight appearance, right? Of course, it all comes back to, is he going to be here? Because that is a legitimate question until it's not. You know, he could quiet it and say, well, I'm not interested. But Chris Beard is a coach's coach's coach. They are never going to leave themselves vulnerable, all right? He's going to make sure he has options aplenty. So I'm sure that Indiana isn't the only other school that has put out feelers to Chris Beard. Chris Beard is going to be a wanted man. But the days of Ole Miss worrying about its head coach leaving are done. Ole Miss would go hire a good coach, pay an incredible amount of money, and with what Chris Beard has built, they would continue to roll on. But ideally, Chris Beard continues to see play out what he has built, because what he has built, he's been a man who's meant what he said and said what he meant. He said, I want to not be playing for just getting in the tournament. I want to play for seeding. I don't want to just go recruit, you know, a few of the best players in the country to see if, oh, you think, can you give little Ole Miss a chance? He goes after everybody. He believes in treating Ole Miss like he treated Texas Tech, and, you know, even Indiana. Why not Ole Miss? And now that why not Ole Miss is, hey, look out for Ole Miss. What an incredible night. And again, I don't want to let baseball be forgotten either, because that is a game Ole Miss the last 2 years loses. Murray State's a good non-con opponent, been undefeated up until that point. And for Ole Miss to go into that game, fall behind 7-4 late, man, I think there's something different about this team, Bill, to rally and not only rally to tie it in the bottom of the ninth, but the freshman Hayden Frederico, the superstar, 0-for-5 on the night, comes up big and gets the game-winning single. There's a lot of resolve and grittiness and fun and competitiveness that this team has the last two, just you didn't see it quite as much. This team believes, man. So what a Wednesday, right? What a Wednesday. What a Wednesday.
Nice hump day, baby. Let's go. Nice hump day.
And you know, coming off of football, this is a good time to be an Ole Miss Rebel. Like, what are you – if you're an Ole Miss fan, Think of the last time it was this good.
Pretty strong.
I mean, I can't remember.
You know that, you know more than I do on that. Like, it just seems like right now it's a program, it's a university that is hitting its stride in all the different ways to work in this era of NIL and rev share that's coming and all of the different, I mean, truly opportunities that programs like an Ole Miss that, you know, have had good moments in history and things like that, but they have, you know, three 10-win seasons in the last 4 years. This is that new era that Ole Miss has punched the right buttons in for football. They've won a national championship in baseball. They've got Chris Beard, and somebody said this on Twitter. I think it was John Rothstein, but I could be wrong. But he tweeted out, maybe it was this morning, he said, when you have the chance to hire a can't-miss coach,
yeah,
you got to hire a can't-miss coach. And that's what Ole Miss did. You know, they're schools that were certainly scared off, I'm sure, by everything that whatever happened or allegedly happened or whatever. But when you go and make this hire, it was the perfect situation. It's been a perfect marriage in terms of everybody getting what they needed out of it. And the future is bright. Assuming he's here for the long haul, he's going to have this team ready to play like nights on Wednesday against Tennessee, like nights against Alabama earlier this season. That's just what you're going to get. And in the SEC, in the meat grinder that it is, there are nights that they're going to be like that game against Auburn. You know, that, I mean, that's just, it happens to teams. I mean, Auburn went to Alabama and beat them by double digits on their home floor, you know, and that's a decent Alabama team. That's a top 10 team. I don't know exactly where they're at. I'm pretty sure they're top 10. That's what you have when you have an athletic department that is so aligned on everything. And that's the exciting thing for Ole Miss fans. I mean, it really is. You know, you have these different avenues that they're trying in terms of growing revenue for the Grove Collective, growing revenue for rev share that's coming with the founder suites. You know, those are all things that they're trying to punch the right buttons to get people to understand this all costs money. Let's live in this golden era that's approaching here and is certainly underway. Enjoy it because, you know, it's not often in this program's history, like you've said, that you're looking up and they're projected as a 5 seed and you know, in the Atlanta region, in the South region of the NCAA tournament. So,
for a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money at Menards. Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Halogen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. Their greatest seed was a 4 seed back in 2001. They made one Sweet 16 appearance. It's the greatest program accomplishment. Is anybody doubting today that this team could do that? But for them, they're not thinking, oh, well, we want to do that. We want to be the best. They're just thinking, oh, yeah, we can win the tournament. We can go in there and we can win it. That's the culture shift. It's the true belief that Ole Miss basketball, Ole Miss can go in there and beat anybody. And sure they can. I mean, Auburn's going to be impossible to beat for anybody, feels like. But, you know, I didn't think that Tennessee, the way they'd been playing, was a good matchup for them. And they were down at halftime. Tennessee was as good as advertised. But this team has a competitive edge to it and streak to it that I really attribute more than anything to Chris Beard and the culture change he's made. I mean, Ole Miss is the only school in the SEC to win 10 football games and 10 conference wins in both women's and men's basketball. The only school in the SEC. Basketball has not as traditionally been the number three sport here. How fans have treated it. I mean, the analytics back it up for stories on our site, Bill, right? Like, it's football far and away. Football recruiting, it actually is fourth. Football recruiting, baseball. People love baseball here, but still it's a niche sport. And basketball. Now, when Ole Miss loses, that's when people care. Yeah. Well, why can't we be in the NCAA tournament? Well, now you are. So now it's time for everybody to pull in the same direction. This team is not only in the NCAA tournament. They are in the contender tier of the NCAA tournament. This was a team that was on the four-seed cut line a month ago. Go on the losing streak because the SEC is the hardest it's ever been, and they still won 10 games. And if I told you that before the year, you'd go, oh, God, really? That's a coach of the year job. And it is. Like, Chris
Beard is
in consideration for coach of the year. But and he might be. But this team and this program and where it is now is quite literally in unprecedented territory. How will the Ole Miss fan react? I think they're going to go crazy. I think they're going to go crazy for March Madness. You might be seeing the rebirth of Ole Miss basketball, a new era born. And a lot of that has to do with whether or not Chris Beard sticks around. I think he does. I can't say that enough. I think he does. But I'm not, you know, I don't make predictions. Well, I guess I do make predictions. But I'm not like a
– He said a tough matchup. Tough matchup is what he said.
Yeah, but I'm not somebody's going to like look into the crystal ball and be able to tell you for sure. I'm just a dude who can tell you what he hears. And what I hear is, yeah, probably not. But he is at least listening. Of course, his representation is listening. My question is, if he's the man he says he is, and he's been a man who means what he says what he means, this thing's just going to keep rolling. It's just this. That was 9 seniors that played last night. Now, this roster is going to look completely different next year. But who else would you want running the show than the guy who is – at every turn, done exactly what he said he would do. Chris Beard deserves all kinds of credit. And Jamin Brakefield, I'm so happy for him. Matt Morrell, there's so many players that just desperately wanted to get to the NCAA tournament. The fact that they're not going, well, we finally made it. The job is done. They're going, oh, no, we want to win it. That's how I know it's different. That's how I know that basketball, if everybody pulls in that one same direction, is at a place it's never been before to where they could really contend. And basketball, you can make money quick in basketball. Yeah. Like you can make a lot of money quick in basketball. It doesn't cost as much as football neither. Maybe Ole Miss fans are going to get wise to the fact that, oh, we can win big by paying half over here. Why not? Like this is a place Ole Miss is competitively it's never been in before. So hats off. Hats off to Beard. Hats off to that program. That was so much fun. And I'm typically the guy who says, hey, don't storm the court. Don't storm the field.
Let's go.
Yeah. You know, because guys, listen, the NIL money, they got to have it. It's Ole Miss. Yeah, Ole Miss is still a bottom tier as far as size compared to everybody else. They need to squeeze every penny they got. Forget it. Storm it.
They hung on there. Yeah. They did a good job of listening there at the end.
They hung on. And then they went, you know, you could say, oh, that was the post game picture. You can't charge us SEC, but either way, what a cool night. And I know that's all we've really done today is celebrate what a cool night it was, but that's where I'm at, you know, because when you look at it the weekend, because I wanted to do that before we got out of here, is what are you looking for or what are you most watching for Ole Miss-wise this weekend? We'll get to that in a second. Let's not be so quick to look ahead and think of and appreciate what is. It's very hard in 2025 just to chill and to enjoy the moment. Sorry, I'm getting a call from my mother-in-law. It's very hard to do those things, but I, this is the time. This is the time to enjoy it, appreciate it, and really just, you know, in a day and age where you feel less connected than ever, this is a great Ole Miss day. I mean, everybody's just so excited. It's fun. It's exactly what it used to be. It's really cool.
And Saturday, not trying to look ahead, but we will let the listeners know, of course, that they go on the road to face number 5 Florida on Saturday, early evening, a little 5 p.m. tip off on Saturday to close out the regular season before they head to Nashville next week for the SEC tournament. And I mean, another tough test. Is that what we're going to just start calling them all? Just tough matchups, tough tests.
They're all tough. You know? Like it's more.
They are. You know, it's the SEC.
I love what Chris Beard said.
they held their own. I was like,
I can't remember Chris Beard, which game it was, but Chris Beard made a really good point. He said it's was Oklahoma. Was Oklahoma a must win? Of course it was. But what win in March isn't a must win? It's March, right? Yep. So of course it's tough as hell the rest of the way. But is there a group you you'd want to go to battle with more? Not me. It's they've been fun. I know they're not the best team. They're not Auburn. They're not Tennessee. They have some holes. The rim protection. Tyus Jordan. Come on, man. there's things that they need or could really come back to bite them in the butt in March. In March Madness, the Big Dance NCAA tournament. But for today, man, what a year and what a moment that Ole Miss fan, don't let it be lost. You know, sit in it a little bit. Appreciate it a little bit because I know I am. I remember the old days. I remember used to celebrate, you know, Clarence Sanders hitting in the corner against LSU, Bron Smith off the assist to beat LSU just to say you beat LSU. This is different. Not only did you beat Tennessee, you beat number five Tennessee, a team that is in contention for the number one seed, for goodness sake. Yeah. And you look like you belonged. It wasn't like David slaying Goliath. Ole Miss is no longer a David. Ole Miss is not a Goliath or anything, but, you know, it worked out. It put on the armor, you know.
Yeah.
Stand toe-to-toe with whoever it needs to stand toe-to-toe with because it gave a crap and it really went. As hard as he could. So
it's Goliath, really cool. Goliath stuntman.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, the stuntman. Goliath stuntman.
Yeah.
Or in musical theater nomenclature, a Goliath understudy, if we will.
Yeah, there you go.
That's how you know I'm a dork.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting to see what momentum this brings for Ole Miss. And you know, you get the back on the right track after Oklahoma, and then you leave it all out there for senior night and it works. Now you have a chance to really keep rolling and it's cliche. You want to be playing your best basketball in March and that would hopefully get you to April. And that's what Ole Miss has in front of itself now. All of a sudden that's the length. That's the, I guess all of the storylines that go into these long, almost 3 month SEC basketball league seasons. You know, you can have the highs of, you know, beating Alabama on the road, number one team in the country, all of those things. And then before you know it, you've lost a few straight. And it's like, oh, this team, you know, are they going to even recover? And now you're hitting your stride with two big wins, one to get on track, one to send Tennessee home with a loss, number four team in the country. And, you know, Chris Beard even said it after the game. He felt like they might be the best team in the country. So
I agree.
You know, it's a really, really tall task to do what they did Wednesday night. They got it done, and that just gives you so much to look forward to now going into Nashville, even if they can't get the job done against Florida. But, hey, who's to doubt them now?
The game is a complete free shot now. It doesn't matter. Like, go out there, and guys, there is nothing to worry about. Just play the best game you can against a quality opponent. You're a quality opponent. It's going to be tough. It's on their home floor. They're probably playing better basketball than anybody right now. I think Florida is a legit contender to win the national championship. I love that team. But Ole Miss, it can play with anybody. So whether they win or lose is immaterial. It's not like, oh God, you got to win that one or you're not going to sneak into the tournament. Ole Miss is in the place Chris Beard said it would be. Not trying to get into the tournament. We're fighting for seeding. That's what he said. And we believe we can win the tournament. I don't know if I do, but maybe that's just the old Ole Miss idiot in me. You know what I mean? But after last night, how could you doubt anything about them and what they believe in themselves? Because truly, one of the most memorable, not just basketball seasons in general in Ole Miss athletics history, for what it meant. It's a realized dream for so many people in Oxford, Mississippi. Not just Keith Carter, the Ole Miss basketball guy who's AD. No, it's for so many people that believed Ole Miss basketball could be at this place, and now they are. Can they stay there? Well, that remains to be seen. Obviously, you know, Chris Beard's decision or will they do an adequate enough job replacing all the talent that they're losing? I mean, a lot of transfers are gone. Dre Davis is gone. Sean Padula's gone. I say, yeah, because Chris Beard's that good and Ole Miss fans. What I saw last night was what I used to see at Cameron Indoor sitting at, you know, after I went to watch the Tad Pad with 3,000 people and, you know, to beat, pick your team. You would cut on the real basketball game watching Cameron Indoor and all that craziness. And you thought, well, I can't almost have that too. And now it does. What a great, great story. tremendous story. What are you most looking for this weekend, though, in Ole Miss sports?
Well, so
as the recruiting guy, you know, you might have something in particular. So,
this is probably our, I will say, last quiet weekend in a sense of, or I guess two, because Ole Miss goes on spring break this weekend. But so they won't be hosting visitors unless, you know, some coach wants to hang out and welcome some kid in. But they will be on break, but recruiting doesn't stop. The Under Armour New Orleans camp is on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to flying into NOLA and seeing some of the top prospects in Louisiana, Mississippi. There's usually some kids from Texas that roll in, and Arkansas as well. And we'll be having you guys covered at the Ole Miss Spirit, olemissspirit.com. You can sign up for just $1 for your first week. We've had a bunch of people join this week. It's been quite the week for us and for Ole Miss. So this is a really good camp. You're going to see a lot of the top-end talent for Mississippi usually attend this camp. You see some of them pop over to Atlanta earlier, and we saw that with some of Ole Miss' top targets with the way they recruit Georgia. But just kind of to highlight some guys for you that'll be in New Orleans working out this weekend. One of them who I'm really excited to see is Xavier McDonald, one of the top targets for Ole Miss in that 2026 class. He'll be there working out, big, long receiver who is, again, right there at the top for Ole Miss as far as the wide receiver board. And then also get a chance to watch Jerelyn McCoy out of Tupelo.
There he is. There's the guy.
The big top 100, just on the edge of top 100 overall prospects in the entire country. He'll be working out. That's going to be good. He was at the Under Armour All-American game as a junior, which is always impressive.
I have a question.
Massive target for Ole Miss. So always looking forward to getting around him. But one guy
Bill, about McCoy.
What were you going to say?
Very simple. I have one question about Jerelyn McCoy before we move on from him. Okay. Who do you think is the leader in the clubhouse? Because when he decommitted, we all thought he was going to go to Ole Miss. So who do you is Ole Miss in the driver's seat, or is there anybody in the driver's seat? Because there was a moment there when you thought that was going to happen pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we really thought it was going to be open, shut, flip, you know, as quick of a flip outside of instantly as could happen, that he was going to, you know, he had just visited Ole Miss two times in three weekends and was supposed to be at LSU and then didn't show up. He showed up in Oxford, and instead of flipping immediately, at least, he ends up saying, you know what, I'm going to take official visits. And that's where things always get interesting. So the door is certainly open for this one to change, but he'll be at some point back at LSU. He'll go to Florida. He's going to visit officially Ole Miss, Auburn. He's got a visit to Texas in March. He's got a visit to Texas A&M in April. He's going to go visit Miami. So you're seeing some heavy hitters in terms of, you know, that usual NIL spending on defensive linemen coming to play. But, you know, right now, the only thing we have to go off of is he, you know, went to Ole Miss for two weekends out of those three and, you know, kind of was going to flip. So I would say Ole Miss is the leader right now.
In Randall Joyner, we trust on this show here, Talking Champions.
Yes.
We are the Randall Joyner hype crew, Ben and Billy.
Yep.
We are all in. If Jerelyn McCoy is supposed to be an Ole Miss Rebel and Randall Joyner wants him, by God, I'll say he'll be in red and blue.
Exactly. And that's – it's tough to bet against Randall Joyner right now in terms of the guys that he wants and, you know, just coaching him up or recruiting him. It's all going well for him. It's his world. Mm-hmm. We're just covering it at this point. But one intriguing prospect that'll also be there that's on the defensive side of the ball, another Mississippi prospect, Radarian Daniels, who I think Ole Miss sits in a really good spot for. He told me he's going to be on campus just about every week for spring ball. So that's a good sign to get those type of players in and you know, continue to develop relationships. And who knows, maybe he decides to shut things down and start recruiting. He'd be the first Mississippi prospect to commit to Ole Miss, whoever – that prospect is from the state. They don't have one yet on board in the 2026 class. And he just strikes me as a guy that maybe wants to, you know, lead and kind of be that guy where he helps try and get other players on board. So there's a laundry list of Mississippi prospects who are going to be there this weekend, including Nolan Wilson, who's top 100 prospect. We've talked a bunch about him.
Ben's due for 2026. And also, Redarian Daniels, let me mention, I saw late Cormorant, Cam Franklin, Jacoby Hobson. Ole Miss is building a little bit of a, you know, a I don't know what you call it, but yeah, it's building a little pipeline. Bit of a pipeline. I couldn't get it. I was thinking tunnel. I was like, it's not tunnel.
It's a good – well, hey, in Mississippi, however you get it done, you get it done. If they you need to tunnel them over to Oxford.
Tunnel them, pipe them. No, don't say that. That sounded terrible. Oh, God. Anyway, no, but Lake Comeron's been good to Ole Miss, and Cam Franklin, he's stepping in to start for Jared Ivey next year.
They always have dudes coming out of there. I mean, it's really an impressive program, and how they've been able to build they're just consistently feeding, you know, high end prospects to colleges, and Ole Miss has really gotten the good end of that deal lately. So
Hobson is my pick. If you said Ben, you have to pick one freshman to start.
That is a really strong one. I would. I am right there. Like, I think he's at minimum not going to redshirt. He's going to play special teams. He's also on campus already. That's a good sign. Mm-hmm. So he's getting that work in already. I think there's one that's interesting, and he's a guy that On3 is really high on. But last show we talked about the transfer portal need in the spring and maybe that being the secondary. Man, I think Mason Dunn at corner could be one to really watch. And I don't think, and I could be totally off on this, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't get in. Oh, he's on campus. So yeah, there we go. He's on campus now, and he's really, really good. I mean, he really could be I think he's going to be a draft pick, like a day two at worst type of player.
Yeah, so. And I've been watching Hobson since his sophomore year at Lake Cormorant. And Nick, you know, they've got a great staff over there and great people over there, and they let me come and watch them. And even with Cam Franklin on the field in this game and others, there was one guy that it was just like when I went to South Panola to watch. I can't remember if it was Tig or Nick. The years those are old years, man. But there was this freshman out there that was just better than everybody. It was Tony Connor. He looked like Ed Reed, you know. God, it stinks what happened to him. Derrick Henry cuts him, and he loses his career. But Tony Connor. I felt the same way when I went and saw Jacoby Hobson. I said, whoa, who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the next one. He's, you know, he's the one Ole Miss desperately wants. Pete Golden has been talking to him since he was a freshman. Yeah. You know, they knew from the get-go that kid was a stud, and he's got positional versatility. If he's not a linebacker, he's a star,
that kind of like in-the-box safety kind of deal. Yep.
Yeah. And exactly. It would be perfect for and they're replacing all five of their defensive backs.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me that this kid I've been watching surpass expectations since he was a freshman, that Pete Golding's won it since he was quite literally a ninth grader? Heck yeah. I don't doubt against that kid. And Mason Dunn, I freely admit I don't know much about, but if Billy Embody, who covers this stuff for a living all day, every day, says, I don't know, man, I kind of love Mason Dunn. Now that's the guy I'm gonna be watching this spring. And somebody asked in the comments, because I don't want to lose this, because someone asked in the comments, when spring football takes place. It's March. I got it right here. March. Oh, well, I had it right here. 19th.
Yeah,
March 18th through 18th. April. Yeah, March 18th through April 19th. Ole Miss will practice every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I doubt they will be open to the public, friend, that wants to go. Those days are long, long over. However, the Grove Bowl games, I guess you'll get to watch some tug of war. So come to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. They'll let us in every once in a while, and we'll get some footage of Mason Dunn, Hobson, all these guys, man. But yeah, those are the dates: March 18th through April 19th. I think I got that right. Yeah.
Yep.
Every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. I didn't want to lose that, and I had it pulled up and then lost it because I was running my mouth too far.
It's gonna be. Look, I mean, it sucks. Just the way college football's kind of going with all the access or whatever. But that's why, you know, it's such a great deal to be on the Ole Miss Spirit. You know, you get the chance to get some tidbits from Chuck and Jake and Ben and myself on recruiting. It's just $1 for your first week. So join us. The message board was going off. It was one of those great nights. You figured it was almost like a Saturday night in the fall where Ole Miss beats Georgia and people were on there. And I was up late last night too, and just, It was popping. It's a great spot to be in. So
it was so much fun. It reminded me of the old days. It really did, you know, because the message board is the hangout spot, man. That's where Ole Miss people can just come in and talk about, oh, dude, we beat Tennessee. Yeah, let's talk about it. It's fun. Why the hell not for $1? Where else can you do this? There's like, we don't go to the bars anymore. We're adults, you know? Like, come hang out with us, man, and talk about it, because it's a really cool thing. That I hadn't seen the board that fun in a while. The board
let's
was
do,
fun.
Let's do a live show at the library. Can we get a deal going with them? Oh. Just get it going.
We got to go hang out with my guy at Funky's. We need to do it.
We'll do a live bar crawl.
Oh gosh, we got to do a live bar crawl. The thing is when I start drinking, if you think I'm obnoxious now. I hope you got the bleep button ready. You know, I told you the only place where I don't use four-letter words is if you put me in a pulpit, right? Golly. But that would be fun, dude. Have all these fans. That'd be so fun. And that's what we can do now. That's what we're going to do now, because we're going to go live all the time.
We won't do the bar crawl one at 9 a.m. How about that?
But that's day drinking. That's how you know about that life, Bill. If you're not day drinking, no, that's a plan. If you have you can't drink
all day if you don't start in the morning.
See, Bill knew what I was getting at, man.
Yep.
The thing I'm most watching for this weekend, before you finish up about your recruiting, Ole Miss's final non or out of league series for baseball is this week in Jacksonville State. Then it's SEC time, man. Oh. And 10 wins in a row.
Sitting in the top 25, like, what more can you ask for right now?
Come on, man. Come on. The little house up top, Riverland Roofing, they Judd Udermark, they brought him on for us. He does a podcast for us. And my guy has hit a home run in four straight games, including two solos last night. He's a true three-outcome player. Walk, hit, or homer. I love it, man. They're playing like a team that looks like a postseason team, possibly a host team. I don't care if they're host or not. Just sneak in, and this weekend's the last weekend out of SEC play. And get to Swayze, man. Support this team, because something special's happening. Hayden Frederico's a superstar. Payne's off to a slow start, but guys, I'm telling you, he figures it out. Oh, it's on. I mean, he's Dansby Swanson all over again. You know, he's got that gap to gap power. He's got some pull power. Owen Payne's going to be an absolute superstar stud. Braden Randall's had a good year. There's so many guys that have really stepped up, and, you know, I'm excited to see them finish out non-con play. Glad to see them get the rally against Murray State. That's the win they usually don't win in the previous 2 years, because they just didn't have the mental fortitude, if you will. This team, there is something different about them, but you'll really learn what that is starting SEC play. Because, yeah, man. But you got Hunter Elliott at the front of the rotation. Yeah, there's a lot to be excited about, man. I mean, Hunter looks like Hunter, which is – I can't wipe this stupid grin off my face today.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. Week. Come hang out with us in the Ole Miss Spirit, man. Like, this was a great night.
Yep.
I was doing that story about the five players who have the most to gain in the spring, and completely stop to write as much basketball as humanly possible. Yeah. That's awesome. You know, like, that's all. Typically, we're like, well, we got to figure out what to talk about. And Ole Miss had lost three straight. And you're like, well, they're just going to go in there and get their ass kicked in the first round. But no, I think this team can compete with anybody, man. I really do. And for me, you see this old newspaper back here. It's been on my wall since, I can't tell you how long, it's from 2003. Ole Miss football and Eli beating Alabama. Just beating Alabama was an historic accomplishment. 27-24, still my favorite game of all time. Now they beat Alabama and Tennessee, and they're going to be a five seed, and they're going to – or in football they're a college football playoff contender. They were disappointed because they lost three. Like, old days, man, I would have killed for nine wins. This team, no, they were pissed that they lost three games. They know they
know
pooped the bed. You know, it's just a different place for Ole Miss, and for those like me who've been around it their entire lives, I just wanted to take a day to celebrate it, and that's what we did today. It's like, man, we've been through a lot, fellas. We've been through a lot as Ole Miss people, be it fans, media. You know, whatever. We've been through a lot. When the moments happen like this, we got to take a moment to smell the roses, just like Chris Beard did standing up on that bench, man. Like, that's – what a great day.
The more people do that, stand up there, smell the roses, take the crowd in, all of those things, the more you'll appreciate days like Ole Miss had on Wednesday. So
– crazy.
Read up on it. Chat about it with us at the Ole Miss Spirit. This has been a live edition of Talk of Champions. For Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Umbody. Shout out to Riverland Roofing, Status Jet, My Perfect Franchise. We appreciate all you do for us.
662-644-4297. Billy Landis, my guy. All my love. RiverlandRoofing.com. The little house up top that you can kind of see, because I put a cushion under my crappy chair that, like, props me up a little bit. I need a new chair. Anybody want to hook me up with a new chair for the Riverland Roofing?
Oh, yeah. Send it in your in the comments. Let's send in requests for a new chair for Ben. What should he get?
Yeah, whatever you want. I'll sit in like a king's throne, you know?
You like the Sports Center commercial with LeBron and who was it? Was it Sean? Scott Van Pelt. Scott Van Pelt. He was like, no, LeBron, I haven't seen your chair.
He was like, are you sure you didn't steal it, SV? I would love that. I would like the stupidest chair you can give me. And I finally saw Captain America last night for all my nerds on the Ole Miss Spirit that have been asking me. Finally saw it. If you want to talk about it, hit me up the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com and Philly 1-3 because I have faults. Also, yep. New Daredevils come out. Bradley Sal, when he would host a show, he would always make fun of my nerddom. But look, I am who I am. I love what I do. I cover Ole Miss sports and talking about nerdy stuff like comic books. So, yeah, hit us up at the Ole Miss Spirit, man. This is what we do all day, every day. It's fun. It's not just here on YouTube. It's on the Ole Miss Spirit, you know. Like, we talk like this except in posting form. You know what I mean? All day, every day. This conversation doesn't stop. We just had to get our faces on the screen to celebrate yesterday because it was just – a really cool day. And we work with these people, you know, like Al Pinkins was here under Andy Kennedy, and for Al to have this moment under Chris, I mean, Brian Berg is a great person. I mean, he's been great to me as an assistant for Ole Miss basketball. Murphy Holloway, who's the all-time great, he's still here, man, getting to experience this as an old head. Like, he was in those wars trying to build this thing, and to see him get rewarded with from his hard work as he's in a different stage and season of his life. God is good, and you know, you might be an Ole Miss fan today. You know, this was fun. This was fun.
We'll catch you guys next time on another edition of Talk of Champions. And hey, hopefully we've got another shit-eating grin on our face next
time. Yeah, I love it. See, you know, Billy, he has like
I'm a little like shit-eating grin. All right, let's go. I'm breaking into the Ben side of things. This is why we're on YouTube. This is why we turned down ESPN and all the others. So
yeah, because we got all the crazy offers for Ginger Shrek's face, right? Yeah,
just to not show it. Yeah. All right. See you next time, buddy, and thanks for listening, everyone.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Chicago Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Save big money on your next painting project right now at Menards. Give your room a grand finish with Pittsburgh Grand Distinction Interior Paint. It's a premium paint and primer with a tough, resilient finish that is ultra-scrubbable and stain-resistant. Save big on Pittsburgh paint. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.